The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Things are awful quiet around here for it to be a bank. I mean, shouldn't the largest bank in the galaxy be a lot busier than this?
Well, it is the holiday season after all, and things tend to be automated these days. See here, it's terminal.
I can see that, Pudge, yeah. But do you know what you're doing?
Of course I do. Have faith, you guys.
So, how does this work, Captain?
Well, I think all you have to do is check in at this computer terminal.
Welcome to Galactic's International Bank. How may I be of service today?
See? I told you guys I knew what I was doing. This is it. Hello, Terminal. I'd like to apply for a loan.
Excellent. Let me see if I can help you with that. Is this a personal or business loan that you are applying for?
Business, I suppose. It's on behalf of my ship and my crew. We need supplies in order to, continue our exploration and salvage work.
Excellent. Business loans have a 60% better chance of being approved than do personal loans. We're off to a great start.
Awesome. See you guys. I knew this would be a snap.
So far, so good, boss.
Yeah, but what's the catch?
There is no catch. It's just a perfectly normal bank loan. We borrow money, then we pay it back in incremental payments. What could be easier?
You must state the name of your company in order to apply for the loan that you are seeking.
Name of my company.
There's the catch. You haven't even come up with a good name for the company yet, Pudge.
Better think of one, boss.
No time like the present, I guess. What's a good company name?
Oh, crackers. You don't even have any ideas.
We've been so busy these past few months, I didn't really find the time to think about it much.
How about Galactic Bot Salvage?
Ah, that's boring. It really needs to have some zing. You know, how about Pudge's Salvage Company? Yeah, that has a nice ring to it.
You're kidding, right?
What? You don't like it? I mean, it's my ship, my idea. I wished it into existence.
Fine, do what you want. As you say, it's your ship, your company. Just get on with it.
Okay. Terminal, our company is called Pudge's Salvage Company.
I'm sorry, but that name is not registered in the Galactic Business Registry.
Well, I know. I just made it up just now.
In order to apply for a business loan at this bank, you must either name a registered company or state your name and your tax code.
You do have a tax code, right, Pudge?
Sure he does. Every bot pays their taxes. Right, boss?
Well, yeah. I mean, sure. I have a tax code. I have paid my taxes this year. I may have been late in doing so, but I did pay them. Terminal, my name is Captain Pudge McNuttich, and my tax code is, this is kind of embarrassing. Bunny 885.
Bunny?
Oh, that's so funny. Bunny!
How emasculating for you, Pudge.
Look, you guys, Bunny just happens to be the name of my favorite character on a TV show.
Which show would that be?
Go-Go Girlbots?
You watch Go-Go Girlbots? Isn't that made specifically for little girlbots?
Oh, yes it is!
I never knew a grown male bot who watched Go-Go Girlbots before.
Okay, give it a rest, you guys.
Excuse me, sir, but can you confirm your identity and your tax code for me, please?
Sure, I have my ident chip right here.
Please insert your ident chip into the ident chip slot.
You betcha.
Go, girl. But. Wait till I tell the guys in the mainframe.
Okay, I get it. I'm a little sissy droid just because I watch Go-Go Girl Bots. Have a good laugh and get over it. We're here to do business, remember?
Just insert your chip, sir.
Oh, boy.
You are under arrest, sir. You have been identified as Pudge McNuttich, stolen goods, and a girly bot.
What?
You are registered as property of Captain Hancock.
Captain Hancock?
Oh, crackers!
Property of Captain Hancock? Us? But how? We don't work for him anymore.
Stolen property? That. Not as his employees. And since Captain Hancock has been convicted of trying to rob this very bank, all of his assets have been claimed by the company that owns this bank as part of galactic law.
Is that even legal?
It sure isn't right.
How can this be possible?
Under Article 27 of the Galactic Code of Law, any property owned by a convicted bank robber becomes the property of said bank and or its owner. Therefore, you, having been registered 5 years hence as the property of Captain Hancock by Captain Hancock, are now the property of Zant Corp.
What the heck is Zant Corp?
The company who owns this bank. The company you are now owned by. Get it now, fangirl?
See? I told you there would be a catch.
Oh boy. This just can't be happening.
Robots of the company.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 90, The Santa Conde Heist, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy.
Of the company. It's in the program.
I just can't believe it. I always thought hanging around you bots would ultimately get me killed. But I never imagined in my wildest, weirdest dreams that you guys would land me in prison. Thanks a lot, Pudge.
You have shamed my family by landing me in the big house, Pudge McNuttich.
I don't like this place, Pudge. You have brought shame to us all. What do you suppose my mama would say right now, eh, Pudge?
You don't even have a mama, Zimtron.
That is beside the point. If I did, what would she say, eh, Pudge?
I'm not even going to dignify that with an answer, Zimtron. So, just shut up.
You have no dignity, Pudge. None of us do anymore, thanks to you.
Hey, look, you guys. This really isn't my fault, you know? It's his. Captain Hancock is the one who registered us as his property, and he's the one who tried to rob a bank.
Oh, sure. Blame everything on poor old Captain Hancock. I'm the victim here.
Exactly! Captain Hancock is the victim. poor baby.
Poor baby? Prenti, that's laying it on a bit thick, so stop it.
Oh, sorry, Captain. Only trying to help.
Well, don't. But yes, I am the victim in all of this.
Poppycock. Vicno, you assured me your plan was foolproof. You assured me I'd be richer than rich. Now look at me. Dr. Philpott is in jail. In jail! Do you know what they do to my kind in here?
I'm sorry, your kind? Your kind of what, exactly?
I was a flippin' TV doctor, by golly. They'll roast my butt, man. Oh, get real, Dr. Philpott. Hey, that's my catchphrase. Keep your grubby dishes off of it.
Oh, get over yourself, Dr. Philpott. You're a bot. You're not even... how shall I put this? Alive. What? Did I say something shocking? You are all machines, you know. Machines are not alive.
Oh, that's a racial slur. You're in for it now, Hancock.
Yeah. Yes, scallywag. Tell them what we do to racists around here, Poncho.
Whatever it isn't good, I can assure you, Captain Hancock.
Racist? What utter tripe and nonsense. Robots are not a race.
What did he just say?
He just keeps sinking in deeper.
Racist might be the wrong word.
Well then, how about, roboticist?
No!
So, what should we do with him then?
Make him walk the plank.
Tickle him to death! Seriously, who just said that?
Nobody!
That is not helpful at all.
Any other suggestions?
Hang the whippersnapper!
Hang him? Don't be ridiculous! You can't do that!
Tar and feather him! In fact, tar and feather all of us! It could be fun!
Alright, whoever is saying that, please shut up.
Mike me!
Oh, you want it that way, do you?
Just calm down, mon ami, and ignore that part.
Easier said than done.
I've always said you are a hothead, Popsicle.
And I suggest you stop saying that, Zemtron, or I'll become one.
This isn't really helping you guys.
How about someone suggest something useful?
Good idea, I say. Feed him to the sharks.
Oh, nonsense. There aren't any sharks in space.
Listen, fellow bots. Don't let this half-man, half-machine tell us what we are. He is a racist. I'll remind you that we, as a race, fought a war 2 centuries back to prove that we are alive and sentient. Why do you think there are so few human beings left in the galaxy these days?
She's right.
Preach it, Ladybot.
Biddy! You know we don't talk about the war.
Yeah, we're getting all political and controversial. We just can't do that. We have to remember who we are, even in prison.
Who are we again, Punch?
Oh, just shut up, Zemtron.
Well said, Administrator Punch.
That's Captain Punch, sir.
Not according to official galactic documentation. It states here that you are the administrator bot on board the salvage ship, the SS Titan III.
Well, I suppose officially, legally, that's how I'm registered. But for a short time, we had our own ship and did our own thing. It was brief, but boy, it was great.
Well, those times are over, and I own your ship now. It's time to face facts, and I didn't get where I am today without facing facts. For those of you who may not know me, and if you don't, well, where the heck have you been these past several decades, eh? My name is BJ Zant. Yes, that BJ Zant, the owner of the largest corporation in the known galaxy, Zant Corp. And from this point on, you lot are all my property and or employees. And as such, I can do whatever I like with you.
Even me, sir? Because if that is so, I'd like to request that you beat me with a rubber chicken. That'd be such a turn-off.
Who said that?
I did, Emperor Zippy Pants.
What? is that you, Buzz?
Buzz, Buzzard, at your service, sir. Ah! Ah! Sexy, sexy, hit me nexty.
Oh, my electronic gods, how did that lunatic get in here? Shouldn't he be in the insane asylum, Harmony?
Sorry, sir. The Galactic Judicial Court recently ordered that all the insane asylums be closed down and that all inmates who were considered criminally insane be placed in regular prisons.
Chit. I mean, holy chit. That blasted Galactic Judicial Court, always interfering. Bleeding hearts. I didn't get where I am today by having a bleeding heart, you know, Harmony.
Oh, I know, sir.
Harmony? Is that you? My Harmony?
Sorry, Cap. I mean, Administrator Kutch. But I was offered a job, and since you're no longer eligible to be my employer, well, a girl's got to make a living somehow.
Great.
You've ruined everything, Potch. As always.
It's not my fault, Zimtron. It's all on Captain Hancock.
Oh, sure. Blame poor old Captain Hancock, the real victim in all of this.
Yes! How could you, Potch? Captain Hancock gave you a purpose while you were on the Titan III. And this is how you repay him? For shame.
Oh, for crying out loud, I'm not the bad guy here.
Ooh. Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when I dance for you?
Oh boy, this is just so ridiculous.
Well, you only have yourself to blame, Potch.
Oh, would you just shut up, Zimtron?
What are they doing, Harmony?
Bickering, sir. This is their shtick.
Shtick? Bickering? Well, I won't have it. Not in my prison. I didn't get where I am today by bickering. Get them processed in, Harmony. Maybe some hard time will wake them up.
As you wish, sir.
Yes, I do.
This just gets better and better. Not. Look at this place. You call this a club?
No, I think they call it a cafeteria. We're in prison, mon ami. There are no clubs in prison.
Ah, shoot. I was hoping it was some kind of weird dream. Did I ever mention how much I hate you, Putch?
Stand in line, Popsicle.
I keep telling you guys, it isn't my fault.
You know, that's your problem, Potch.
What is, Zimtron?
You're always in denial. You blame everyone else for your mistakes.
You guys are being way too hard on the captain here.
I agree with Betty.
Crusher agrees with Betty, you guys. Now there's a surprise. Not!
So, tell me, guy, when did you visit the 20th century? That joke you keep using is at least 1,000 years old. It's so cool. Not.
You're crazy.
Yep, I am. That's me, the crazy bot. Hey, did you just see that taxi drive by?
There aren't any roads in here, nor are there any taxis. Like I said, you're crazy.
How insulting! It is not considered politically correct to call someone crazy.
Well then, let's just say you're nuts.
My nuts? What about my nuts? Hey, I don't have any nuts. I'm a bot!
Oh, brother. This place is getting real old, real fast.
I'm with you, Popsicle. I think I'll die of boredom in this prison before all is said and done.
Come on! You butts are holding up the line. Keep it moving. This oil stew is going to get cold by the time you've finished your banter.
And who the devil are you, madame?
Madame? Oh, not any longer, lover. Now I'm the prison kitchen lady. Name's Hilly. You best mind your P's and Q's in here, boys. Just keep your nose clean and don't make any noise and do as you're told. That way you'll stay here won't be any longer than necessary.
You make it sound like they'll actually let us out of this awful place.
Well, no one comes here for good. Well, except Larry. He's been here for decades. Watch out for Larry. He's a bad one.
Which one is Larry?
The big one. Can't miss him.
Wait, I don't see him. Oh, my electronic gods! He is a big one.
Yeah, that's right, lovey. And he'll pound you into the ground. Yeah, best stay out of his way. And on his good side. Well, I say good side, but sadly, he hasn't got one.
Well, that's a good one. We could use some laughs around here.
Well, then you come to the right place, Ansel, eh?
The name's Putch. Putch McNuttich.
Hilly, at your service. Putch McNuttich.
No, it's just, Oh, I see what you did there. Another good one.
Oh, yes, I am. Now, maybe I'll show you just how good I am one of these fine old times, eh, Pudgy?
Oh, boy. Whoa! Be careful with the merchandise there, Hilly.
Oh, sorry, Pudgy. Never could keep my hands off the merch. Don't worry about the mess. I have just a bot for this sort of job. Speedy! Clean up row one.
Zippity-doo! I'm here for you, Hilly.
Briscoe? Is that you?
Hey, Putch! It's Zippity-you! And the rest of the gang is here.
Hello, Briscoe, my boy. Long time no see.
Hey, it's Zim-Zim-Zimmy. And hey, it's Popsicle.
Yeah. Hi, Briscoe. Imagine finding you here in prison.
How'd you get here, Briscoe?
I was apprehended as part of the Hancock sentence. They put me to work in the prison.
Oh, what a shame. Even poor Briscoe has been locked up.
Oh, I don't mind. I get to clean up around here. And you know how much I love cleaning. To clean up around here, so I better get going. Nice to see you guys. Happy SantaCon Day!
Look at that. Briscoe is in prison. Poor little innocent Briscoe. This is the worst holiday season ever. Thanks to you, Putch. Great job.
As I've said repeatedly, Zimtron, this is not my fault. Why do you keep blaming me anyhow?
I can't help it. Blame you is my default setting. So in my mind, everything is your fault, Butch.
Are you kidding me?
Not even a little bit. Your fault. Your fault. Your fault. This is all your fault, Butch.
For the last time, this is not on me, Zimtron. Stop blaming me.
Oh, yeah? Then whose fault is it then, eh?
Mine, bucko.
Oh no, it's that bounty hunter again. I'm scared.
I think scared is your default setting, Lynx.
It may be, but I am.
You should be, little bot. I'm here. And I'm with Larry there.
How could you manage that, if I may ask?
He hired me as one of his bodyguards.
He? He's a bodyguard?
Not really. But he doesn't like to get his hands dirty.
Oh, forgive me, Boom, but what did you mean but when you said you were to blame for all this?
Well, not me specifically, mind. But I was in on it.
In on what?
The heist, dear. The SantaCon Day heist. The robbery of the bank that got us all thrown into this joint.
So, what exactly happened? Why rob a bank?
It was after those space pirates you sent after us took everything Hancock had. He owed me a lot of money, and he was determined to get his fortune back somehow. Well,
he cooked up this so-called foolproof plan to rob the bank, see?
Foolproof? Like anything that guy ever cooks up, is it ever foolproof?
Exactly. I was a fool for going along with it. Because 5 minutes in the door and whammo, we were caught.
So, if they got caught, you guys, what happened to Laszlo, the computer bot?
Oh, that was the funny thing. In the midst of all the commotion of being arrested, something weird happened. And the Titan III was suddenly sucked up by a wormhole. Laszlo was piloting the ship. He and the Titan III were lost. I suppose they could be anywhere in time and space. Lost forever.
Oh, we all know about that kind of stuff. Trust me. He could be anywhere.
Or nowhere.
That's true.
Well, anyway, they convicted us in a flash and we ended up in here. I see they caught up with you lot as well. So, despite what you might think, dishwasher dude, this ain't Pudge's fault. It's all on me, Hancock and Prentice.
Yeah, why bring me into this? I really was just along for the ride, you know. Moral support.
It's called an accessory to a crime, Prenti, and you're as guilty as sin, Milado.
Guilt by association. I see. It's a fair cop, I suppose.
However did my brilliant plan fail, eh? I was going to be rich beyond my dreams.
You didn't have a plan, remember?
Oh yeah, that's it. That was the problem. Well, I have a plan now for breaking out of this place. Who's in?
Ugh, count me out, bucko. I'm in enough trouble as it is. You're on your own this time.
On my own? Never. Butch?
Oh, no. I'm serving my time and keeping my nose clean while I do it. And I think I speak for my entire crew on this.
Cowards.
Well, I'm in, Captain. You'll always have me.
Oh, how comforting, Prenti.
So, out of curiosity, just how do you plan to break out of this place, Hancock?
Now that would be telling. Come on, Prentice, we have work to do.
I'll give you lot a hint. It involves the boiler room and some rather unstable material. Oh, yes, we'll be out of here before dinner time. You lot enjoy your stay in prison, eh?
Well, that's the last time we'll ever hear from those two clowns. Mark my words.
Incoming message. Attention all prisoners. Attention all prisoners. BJ would like a word with every bot in the conference hall, aka the cafeteria. Attendance is mandatory. Message ends.
Come to attention, please. BJ would like a word with you all.
Hello again. I wanted to have a word with you lot now that you've had a few days to settle in and see what the future may look like for you. And now that... What the devil just happened?
I'll check, sir.
Oh, this is engineering. How may I be of service?
Boffin?
Boffin? But... How is he here?
Oh, don't ask much. I mean, do you really want to know?
You're right, Zimtron. Forget I even asked. Oh, boy.
So, Buffin, what was that explosion we just heard?
Oh, it seems someone tried to escape the prison ship by going through the boiler. They had some rudimentary explosive materials and didn't take into account that taking such materials into the extremely hot boiler room would result in a huge explosion which resulted in their utter demise. Not to worry, Briscoe and I are cleaning up the mess. There should be no permanent damage to the prison ship. All is well. Ship shape, as they say. All will be in no time at all, that is.
Excellent, Buffin. Keep up the good work.
Righty-ho, Buffin out!
Seems Buffin has it all under control, sir. Just a couple of deaths?
Well, they were only prisoners, right?
Indeed, sir.
Okay, then, back to what I was saying.
See? I told you that would be the last we'd see of Hancock and Prentice.
R.I.P. Captain Hancock.
Quiet back there.
I didn't say anything.
I wasn't talking to you, Buzz.
You're breaking my heart, sir.
Oh, get that one a tissue, somebody. Pull yourself together, man. No need to fall apart. I didn't get Miriam today by falling apart. Where was I, Harmony?
I think you were about to make these spots an offer they can't refuse, sir.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, it is the holiday season, and I'm feeling particularly generous for some reason or other today. Mind you, I didn't get where I am today by being particularly generous, you know. So you must see that this is a rare opportunity for you bots, at least some of you. Well, I'll cut to the chase. I didn't get where I am today without cutting to the chase, eh, Harmony?
Oh, I really wouldn't know, sir. I am a recent hire after all, but I'll take your word for it, sir.
Right. Anyway, here is my offer. My company is opening up a new outpost up near Uranus. What's everybody laughing about? I didn't get where I am today by laughing. Make them stop, Harmony.
Please, behave yourselves. BJ is making an offer, a very generous offer. Now, please, do him the honor of listening.
Right. We're setting up a space station out near Uranus. No laughing matter. This is a serious opportunity for many of you. I'm willing to suspend your prison sentences if you agree to work for me on my new station. It will be a port of call for all spacefarers in the region. I'll need a large staff that I can count on. And I thought a bunch of convicted criminals might be the very thing I need. Not sure I thought this through, really.
Well, you've made the offer now, sir. Can't really take it back.
Quite. I didn't get where I am today by taking things back, Harmony. So, the offer stands. Remain prisoners here, or work for me at my outpost. You have one day to decide if you wish to join our staff there. Please talk to Harmony here. Carry on.
Okay, I will.
Oh boy, what a holiday season.
Wait, don't be too surprised, Potch. This is all your fault.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. Shut up, Zimtron.
What will Putch and the rest of the bots decide? Will they remain in prison for the rest of their natural? Or will they accept BJ's proposal? As if we're gonna answer that one. You'll have to tune in next year when Season 11 officially launches to find out all of that stuff. You know we're sneaky like that. Anyway, you have been listening to the Robots of the Company Holiday Special, episode number 90. The Santacon Day Heist, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Deborah Adams as Dr. Betty, Joe J. Thomas as Putch, Victor Aurelius as Crusher, James C. Ferguson as the Computer Terminal, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Gary Erickson as Lynx, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, David Alt as Captain Hancock, Victor Aurelius as Parentis, Jeff Niles as Dr. Philbot, Shane Harris as Brick Jammer, Gareth Severn as Poncho, Pete Lutz as Buzz, Jonathan Patrick Russell as B.J. Zant, Stefania Lintonbon as Harmony, Sarah Golding as Hilly, Kyle Boers as Briscoe, Julia Eve as Boone the Bounty Hunter, Shane Harris as Boffin, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as the intercom bot. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell, of course. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, of course. And the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is more or less strictly prohibited. But if you ask nicely, I know it'll be okay. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us for virtually any reason at all, you may do so at darkvoting1@yahoo.com. We were setting up a whole new story arc during the making of this audiogram. The Robots of the Company will return in 2019 with all new adventures as Season 11 continues. So until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned. And from all of us here at the Old Ark Building, to all of you, happy holidays, whatever holidays you celebrate. And if you don't feel like celebrating any holidays this year, well, have it your own way. We're having fun, and that's all that really matters.
Robots of the Company. It's in the program.
This program is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.